everybody. Welcome to Coffee Time at the Water's Edge. I'm Rodney, and we have Dr. Stephen Roby and D. Cooper from CPC. Thank you for joining us, D.
D. Coop.
Oh, thank you. This is a big deal. Yeah. D. Coop. D. Coop in the house.
And we are going to be talking about the Crisis Pregnancy Center, mm-hmm. and we're going to be talking about abortion today. But before we get into our topic, Steve, what coffee are we drinking?
Man, we are faithful to the Morning Reaper 3 weeks in a row. 3 weeks in a row for the listeners.
Yeah.
2 days in a row for us.
Yes, that's true.
Recording multiple
episodes. Three episodes in 2 days, same coffee. Sorry, everybody.
But this is your house brew.
This is
Blackout Coffee.
Yes, right? Blackout Coffee Company.
Yep. House brew called Morning Reaper.
Yes.
D's drinking water.
Yes, amen.
Still good.
I think you made it a little more potent than you made it yesterday.
I think I did. I think I actually used the same ratios good. That I normally use for myself. So.
It's good.
Yeah. So
I love the smell of it, though. I really do.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Good for the senses.
We'll accept that. At least you didn't ask for cream and sugar, like previous guests. So.
That's good to know.
For no reason.
Right. Yeah, I know. All right. So we are going to talk about Crisis Pregnancy Center. Dee, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself first, that'd be great for our listeners
Yeah, so I'm Dee Cooper, and I've been coming to Water's Edge for over 20 years now.
Long time member, Water's Edge.
I remember when they dug the shovel into the ground of the new building. We were in the CE building as a congregation, and boy, have we grown. It's a big difference. My children actually grew up here in this church. If that gives you some perspective. And and what haven't we been involved in at this church between the nursery and working admin for the church and painting the walls and just, I mean, in and out the core of the church itself. And this is family. This is home for us. Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, and came to Virginia over two decades ago, and a good friend who we consider family now, she actually invited us here to the church 20-something years ago, and we never left.
That's wild. Never so left. Terry was the pastor when you first came, right?
Yeah. Terry Rowland was the pastor, and he wasn't here that long when we came to the church. And just remember the faces that greeted us when we came in, and just, I mean, the family-oriented feeling that you get when you walk in the door. And I'm sure every new person that comes in will say the same thing. And I love that we've never changed that to, you know, people who have come for the first time, they could remember how they felt coming in the door with how they were embraced with the members here, and that was a big
deal. Some of our unique DNA is that even though as the turnover happens, because we're a transient community,
right?
The church still somehow maintains this warmth that most churches have, but it's unique here in a way that is quite pretty beautiful. Because everybody says that, and I love that.
Yeah, and it's a big deal because it makes you want to come back to see your new family again, and then the faces who remember you from the last time. That's a big deal. That's not fake. You can't fake that. No. And we saw that from the very beginning, and we knew. And I also love the diversity. We knew that when we came in here, this was home for our children too. So that was a big deal. That was a really big deal.
What's wild is she's talking about having grown kids, but yet she probably looks exactly the same as she did 20 years ago. We refer to her as the ageless wonder. Yeah. Like she does not age.
I'll receive that. I'm not giving that one back. Yet. So
But to kind of get us into our topic, several years ago, what has it been? 4 years now? No, a little. How long have you been at the CPC?
Well, I started...
Start volunteering.
I get the years mixed, kind of blended together, but between 2014, 2015, I want to say, is when I was just captivated by what they did, what they were about. They came out to the church.
That was right when we came.
When the Robies came to the church. Yeah. So
one of the things that we did, and this has kind of led to this podcast, particularly with you on here, was that One of the strategies we employed early on was to look at who we're partnering with locally, who we're supporting financially as a church, like what other organizations, right. outreach, homeless shelter, pregnancy center, our own food pantry here, which is going on right now. There's like 100 cars out in the parking lot right now. It's pretty awesome. But what we chose to do is each quarter we will highlight one of those ministries. And we just got done wrapping up the first quarter of the year at the end of March, where we highlighted the CPC. And every year in January, there's Sanctity of Life Sunday. Mm-hmm. We would bring out a speaker. We still do this. We bring out a speaker from the CPC to kind of represent and just let us know what's going on with the organization as a whole. And just generally pretty grateful for the support that the church gives.
Right.
But that kind of sparked a passion in you to get involved with it early on.
Yeah, that was a big deal. And I thank you and the church, the leaders at the time that made that decision. It just changed my life. It really did when the CPC came out, the Crisis Pregnancy Center of Tidewater, and what they shared that day when they spoke. It was a baby bottle campaign going on that day, and someone had came out and shared a video, and it just moved me. I couldn't believe there was an organization that even existed that would help pregnant women that were going through an unplanned time in their life that were scared and uncertain, doubtful even, and the decisions that they were facing. And it spoke to me in volumes. It really did. With my personal story, it really felt as if she was speaking to me, the young lady that came out that day.
Yeah.
It was a full congregation that day. We were full. The seats were full, but I felt as if the Lord was speaking to me through her that day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So,
and so you got involved, you went through the orientation, you started volunteering, and then you kind of learned about all that they offer and all the services that they do. It was interesting. Just the other day, I was listening to a pro-life speaker. I think he was from Princeton University, and she was talking about how 93% of women who have an ultrasound go through with the pregnancy. And that's one of the big things that the CPC offers and prides itself on, that there are real medical services that are offered there. This isn't just, as some of the naysayers would say, to try to talk people out of having an abortion. Like, there really is care that goes even well beyond the pregnancy, like to months down the road, you know, classes that you've been really involved in. And so maybe just talk a little bit about what services the CPC offers.
And thank you for that, Pastor. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like they're offering these services for free.
Yeah.
You know, no one walks out with a bill. We don't send them an invoice to say, oh, this is what you owe us for an ultrasound. Those aren't cheap to do.
Right.
Any medical service, it's not cheap. And these women, they come in, and that is a big deal to able to see the baby. And, you know, especially when they don't even realize that there's something growing inside of them. The fact that they have that ultrasound there to prove that, in fact, there is a life.
Yeah.
I still get emotional every time I think about it, because it really turns their decision in a favorable way. At least that's what we pray for. But not only that, we offer resources, education. And I think that's extremely important. To help make an informed decision, it takes knowing what choices you have, and that's what education is important. So we give them, we hold their hand, we shepherd them, we have amazing advocates, amazing medical staff there that will help answer their questions, some things that they may not have been sure about in terms of their journey and their pregnancy. But we also offer those who choose life. We offer pregnancy classes, parenting classes, rather, where they get free diapers and clothing. Like, it's such a blessing to be able to do that. And we're thankful for our generous donors, Water's Edge, us here, and many other donors, that we're able to provide that for them. It makes a huge difference when people meet, just like at the church, you meet someone who don't know you, they're a stranger initially, but then they become part of your family because of the genuine care that they receive. And it's, again, you can't fake that. You can't fake caring about someone who was going through something that's scary. You just can't do that. And so that really just, it just grabbed my heart. The fact that an organization existed, not only for the mom who is pregnant and the dads, we support the dads as well, but also for those who choose life, we continue to shepherd them and support them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that they do provide counseling for the prospective father as well, which is highly important today. In today's society, it's very important for the men to be in the lives of those kids too. So yeah, that's outstanding. Love that.
I love the post-pregnancy care, because one of the narratives out there is that, you know, Christians care about babies in the womb, but don't care for children beyond that, you know, or just in general, that people who advocate for pro-life somehow only care about, you know, this fetus, this baby in the womb. And yet, you know, there's all of these parenting classes, there's resources beyond, like baby food and diapers, mm-hmm. and just a whole community of mm-hmm. people that will walk alongside of you for a good season of time. Because I think that's what drives people there. You know, what makes people want to make that decision to maybe abort a baby is the sense of hopelessness. Like, I don't know if I can take care of this baby. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how this is going to, you know, alter and place such a burden on me. And I don't want to do that to this child. And so there sometimes, I do think women may feel trapped, especially if the father's not involved or, right. you know, there's a whole slew of circumstances there could yeah. be. But it goes against that narrative that yeah. we only care about babies in
exactly.
the womb, because we care yeah. well beyond that. In fact, you could even pull out all kinds of statistics about adoption, how Christians are mm-hmm. significantly adopting at higher rates, foster care.
Yes.
Christians are significantly, you know, fostering children versus, you know, non-believers. And so that narrative is just, it's just not true, but mm-hmm. it's out there.
Yeah. And the advocates and the medical staff that we have, I appreciate them. Every chance I get to tell them how amazing they are, it's hard work, but it is holy work. And we know this is God's ministry, and he equips us, and we know his hands is in every detail and what's happening in the centers. And there's some tough stories in there.
Yeah.
Really tough
I can
stories.
Imagine. Well, there's some expansion happening too, right? A new facility. Do you know much about that or what's going on with that?
Yeah. So, and let me add a little bit more to that. I do the logistics side of the CPC and the CHIME Center. So the CHIME Centers are where we see the patients. And as a logistics manager, I am involved with helping to make sure there's staffing in place and we're there to see the patient when she needs us, but also make sure they have the resources for the patients as well, supplies, handling some troubleshooting here and there, if you could imagine.
Kind of a jack of all trades.
Yeah, so my phone goes off a lot, but I love it. I get to do this every day. We have two satellite centers. One is in Suffolk and one is in Portsmouth, and we are moving to turn Portsmouth into an actual medical center where we'll have ultrasound equipment. That's huge. That is such a huge celebration for us to be able to do that. The goal is, of course, to have all the five centers be medical centers. But it's just a big deal to be able to put that as a goal for us this year.
Yeah. This new facility though, isn't it? I know, Stacy had talked about, Stacy's one of the, what's mm-hmm. he, the executive director or something?
He's one of our vice presidents okay. in terms of, campaign management.
But he had
marketing.
Come out to the church mm-hmm. and he talked about this facility where they were going to, you know, a storehouse in a sense
yes.
for all of the diapers
yes.
and for all the resources that are donated and given. That's pretty incredible.
Yes. Imagine having a huge location where it's just
like a warehouse.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
A warehouse for just the purpose of blessing the families who choose life.
Amen.
That is a big deal. At each center, we have our baby boutiques, what we call them, where, you know, if we're lucky to have a nice little closet or a corner. But what a blessing that we're able to fill an actual building with that. And, of course, that includes maybe some office spaces and things of that nature. But to really be able to support the families in a bigger way than we've ever have in all the years
yeah.
been serving.
Amen. So. That's awesome. One of the things that I was just reflecting on recently is with the recent overturning of Roe v. Wade. Right. Was that last year or the year before? Everything's a blur the last few years.
Yeah, it's going by really fast.
But just the impact that may have had. And I know there was at least some threats and some things like that. Do you care to share anything about that or just?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing when the... when the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade happened, we didn't skip a beat. No one went home that day to say, oh, you know, I'm nervous about the decision. No, we stayed put in the clinic. Matter of fact, we were ready. We were, of course, excited, right? But we didn't skip a beat. No one was concerned about safety or anything like that. We know we're equipped. God equips us. But even after that, of course, you know, we had vandalism at one of our centers.
Right.
We still kept showing up. You know, phone calls that weren't, you know, proper. We still kept showing up. We never felt that what we do is in vain, ever. And so when that decision happened, it was a huge historical moment, of course. But, you know, we're dealing with something that shouldn't even have happened, the whole decision itself. And so I'm actually proud to be a part of this movement during this time in history. And, yeah, just an amazing team of people who we work with. We're ready for it.
Yeah, and just to be clear, like I don't view this as like a political issue.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I've actually got asked by that because we bring the CPC out, because we do so much, you know, of highlighting their ministry in the life of our church. Like, I don't see that as a partisan thing. I don't see it as a political issue, although I know it is. I know it's become that, and that's like it is often, you know, one of the things that's discussed. But the reality is people that are pro-life view it as a moral issue, as an ethical issue.
Yeah.
And so for Christians, from a theological perspective, right, we believe life begins at conception, that the Lord forms us, knits us together in our mother's womb.
Yeah.
Psalm 139, we're beautifully and wonderfully made. But also, like, one of the things that when it leaked, if you remember, I remember Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying that, you know, the court might have changed, but science hasn't changed. And I'm like, do you pay attention to the science? Because as technology is advanced, like science shows, like, this is a distinct living being with its own DNA that feels pain. This is the reason they give anesthesia when they do fetal surgeries, is because it feels pain. You know, there's so much that points to this as a unique entity, this unique being within a person, not an extension of the body itself, of the woman. So it's science and theology, I think, are on the pro-life
science
side.
I always find those science arguments pretty interesting because of the fact that the same people that will say that an infant is not a life until it's born are the same people who would celebrate the finding of a single cell on Mars as life on another planet. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't have it both ways here, right? And so it's just to me, I find that interesting.
Amazing.
That's just why we haven't kind of been ashamed to talk about that, because we don't see that. We're not trying to push any kind of political agenda with it. We truly see this as a moment in which that we speak for the innocent, voiceless living beings.
Yeah. Right. And I appreciate that. And it goes back to why I wanted to serve as a volunteer when I heard about the Crisis Pregnancy Center. Not at one time did I think that the organization didn't exist for a good reason. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever remember, even though when we go through the process of being interviewed and orientation, they make you aware, hey, we have these naysayers out there. And I just remember sitting there laughing, like, you know, if you just get into the Word, learn about what the Lord, you know, when we're conceived, right, we're knit and perfectly made and wonderfully made. When you actually get a moment to really just internalize what he's saying. He already knew us before we were formed, before we were even born. We have a purpose. There's nothing that could shake me from that when you know that you know that you know. And so I did appreciate that, like I said, during the orientation process, they tell about the naysayers, like, but if they knew, if you know in your inner being, if you have the education, there's nothing that can shake me when it comes to any negativity, when it comes to what we're doing here. We're here for a reason. And I'm not just talking about CPC. I'm talking about as Christians, we are here for a reason to share the truth of who Jesus Christ is. So,
yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Just before we wrap up here, I think you're wearing a Walk for Life shirt.
I am. Thank you for noticing.
By the time this airs, the Walk for Life in the different locations mm-hmm. will have concluded. However, do you maybe want to talk about that, what that is? And you know, because that's like the biggest
yes.
fundraiser for the ministry.
The biggest fundraiser. So the Walk for Life, every year we walk for life. And we celebrate that by having, last year we had one venue. The 2 years before that we were in COVID, but we still did a Walk for Life virtually, yeah. right? That still counts. This year, three venues. We're back to three venues, Chesapeake Park, Town Center, and the Norfolk Zoo. And we always encourage individuals to, first of all, go on the website, cpcfriends.org, for as much information as you need. There's always room to donate, even though the Walk for Life happens the first quarter of the year. It doesn't mean we stop supporting the ministry. So definitely to be open to give whenever your heart leads you. But, yeah, it's just I think that's what also sealed me is when I became an ambassador for Water's Edge Church for the Walk for Life. Not only are you doing such a good thing, it's actually fun. It really is. And you get to see the impact of what the Crisis Pregnancy Center does for the community. So
yeah, nothing's more powerful in those moments than personal testimonies. And I love how the CPC just, and they do it so well, you know, when they'll have someone share their mm-hmm. story, it's always so well done. But that tells the story of how lives yeah. are truly being impacted yeah. and how someone who may not have seen a way out or mm-hmm. didn't see any light at the yeah. end of this tunnel
yeah.
got hope from yeah, this amen. Ministry, yeah. chose life and is now, amen. You know, parenting a child that they yeah. could not imagine life without.
Amen.
So it's pretty amazing.
And no one can take that story away from that family, yeah, which I really appreciate.
Yeah. Well, does anybody have anything that they would like to leave off with?
I think I'm good.
Good?
Same,
you're good?
All hearts clear. That's like the old equivalent of pastor saying, are all hearts clear? Yeah. Couldn't get it out.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you again, Dee, for coming on. This is great to have you here.
I appreciate it.
And yeah,
we've been wanting more feminine like energy
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that too. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right, everybody. If you have not done so yet, make sure you like and subscribe and click that bell so you know when we release new videos. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a review so that way we know how we're doing. We love you all, and God bless.
Peace out.
For more information on the Crisis Pregnancy Center or the Walk for Life, please visit cpcfriends.org. Again, that's cpcfriends.org. Thank you.